Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
I want us to take the song, Rock of Ages. It's in a paper, I think it should be underneath, in Yoruba, the Apata Yiraye should be underneath, when the roll is called up yonder, and Bati Ipelu Abadu, alright, underneath it you see Apata Yiraye there. So we're taking the song Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
Apata Yiraye, should you be shadow.
That Lord, Rock of Ages, let me hide myself in you. Help me to be able to hide myself in you. A man that is hidden in Jesus cannot be found by the workers of darkness. Because the word of God says, in Psalm 91 and from verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Why not talk to him? He said, a thousand will fall at my right hand, 10,000 at my left hand, and it will not by any means touch me. Only with my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. Please talk to him. Rock of ages left for me. He said, nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. I'm not coming to boast. I'm not coming to prove anything. I am only coming because of what you have done on the cross. I'm only coming because you have finished your work. I didn't come because I could have done something. Even up to now, I know there's nothing I can do. But I know I can cling to your cross. If I cling to the cross, I will not be kicked away. If I cling to your cross, I won't be kicked away. If I cross under the cross, I have crossed. If I can cross under the cross, I am free. That is why I have come. Bound I to the fountain and flying. Wash me, Savior. Good works cannot wash me. Giving money cannot wash me. But your precious blood can wash me. That's why I come. Amen. In Jesus' most precious name we are praying. Master, Lord Jesus, we have come to the rock of ages. The rock that cannot be weathered by storm. The rock that cannot become useless. Because storm or rain will beat against it. The only protection in the universe we have come to you. We are asking, Lord, that you continue with us in the name of Jesus. Speak to our hearts in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because we are certain you have done this. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We started this morning talking about why is it that we need to know the times. Why is it important? Why is it so important that we need to know the times that we are living in? And we have been able to confirm that there are actually four principal reasons why we ought to know the times. Of which we said, according to what the Lord Jesus Christ told us, that at that point, when you start seeing some particular things happening, Lift up your eyes and look up. Because your salvation is drawing nearer than what you first believed. Amen.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, we started this morning by talking on the first one, which is a time of unprecedented deception by two types of men. I am trusting God that
we'll
be able to cover the other three remaining ones in this particular session. Because we will really appreciate if by tomorrow morning we can move to the next phase of what God is saying. The second reason why, reason, yes, of which when we see it, we need to start looking up and knowing that of a truth Jesus is coming soon is this. This is the second reason. It's because the times that we are living in now, it will be a time of unprecedented worldliness in the church of God. Amen.
Amen.
And this will happen through three means. I want you to just write it down very quickly because, you know, as we did in the morning, you write it down first, then we'll now start talking about it. The first one is surfeiting. Amen. Surfeiting. That's the first one. So the very first one, as I've said, is surfeiting. We will explain. It's not just talking about food. The second reason is drunkenness. And the third one is cares of this world. Amen. Once we finish that, then we'll go to the third reason why we ought to know, or, you know, I'm still talking about parameters of lukewarmness. And which is also the parameters of discerning the times. Amen.
Amen.
So, the very first one, I said that a time of unprecedented worldliness, okay, in the church of God. For that, let's just look at Luke chapter 17, verse 26 to verse 30, then I'll start explaining the other three.
Fun eye je ka wo Luke ori kankanlelogun ese 24 ti ji de ese
34. Luke 17 verse 26 to 30. Yes.
Luke ori keta dilogun.
Please, are we there? Okay.
When the Son of Man returns.
Yes.
When the Son of Man returns, feel like it was in Noah's day.
Yes.
In those days, the people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat and the flood came and destroyed them all. And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business, eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming and building, until the morning Lot left Sodom. Then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed all of them. Yes, it will be business as usual, right up to the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
26. Because it is really ojo Noah. Ben, you really ojo menium. One day, one month, one day, one thing in fire, you will open it. It will be the ojo tinu awo inu akolo. Kiku omisi de, osi rumbo buwa. Ege biyo si ti rile ojo lanti. One day, one month, one ra, one ta, one day. ṣùgbọ́n lé ọjọ́ náà tí Lọ́ọ̀tì jáde kúrò ní Sódómù, ọjọ́ náà òjò iná àti súfúrú rọ̀ láti ọ̀run wá, ó sì run gbogbo wọn. Gẹ́gẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni yóò rí lé ọjọ́ náà tí ọmọ ènìyàn yóò fara.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Worldliness inside the church.
Ìfẹ́ ayé tàbí afẹ́ ayé bí ayé ti ń ṣe nínú ìjọ.
Remember where we started from. Jesus said, when you see these things.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká rántí pé bí a ṣe bẹ̀rẹ̀, Jésù sọ pé tí ẹ bá rí nǹkan wọ̀nyí.
When you see these things.
Tí ẹ bá rí àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí.
Look up.
Ẹ wo òkè.
Look up.
Ẹ wo òkè.
Raise your head.
Ẹ gbé orí yín.
Because your salvation.
Nítorí ìgbàlà yín.
Is drawing near.
Ó ń bọ̀ kankan.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What is the meaning of worldliness?
Kí ló ń jẹ́ ìfẹ́ ayé àbí bí ayé ti ń ṣe?
Worldliness simply means being worldly.
Ó túmọ̀ sí ká máa ṣe bí ayé ti ń ṣe àbí ká fẹ́ ayé.
Or simply put, it simply means looking at everything the way everybody else in this world sees it.
Tàbí kí ìfojúsùn wa kó tàbí bí ayé ṣe ń fojúsùn gangan bí ayé ti ń rí
náà. It's as simple as that.
Kò ju báhun lọ.
So worldliness is just be where everybody else is.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé ṣá wà ní gbogbo ibi tí ènìyàn bá wà.
Because for instance.
Nítorí ẹjẹ́ àṣẹ àfiwé.
It is agreeable with everybody. It's agreeable with the whole world.
Kì í ṣe àfaramọ́ gbogbo ohun tí ènìyàn bá fẹ́.
It's agreeable with the whole world that.
Ohun tí gbogbo ayé faramọ́ ni pé.
For instance, if you have a baby, if you just deliver the baby.
Tí o bá ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bí ọmọ kan.
You know you are supposed to do a party.
O mọ̀ pé ó yẹ kó o ṣe ìkómọ tó lágbára.
You know you are supposed to do a party.
O mọ̀ pé ó yẹ kó o ṣe ìkómọ.
So if you say that the one that you want to do.
Tó bá sọ pé ètò o fẹ́ ṣe.
Is an evening service.
Pé ìsìn ìrọ̀lẹ́ ló fẹ́ ṣe.
Where they will just christen the child.
Ó yẹ pé wọ́n kàn sọmọ lórúkọ ní ìlànà ti christening.
And at that point when they've christened the child.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí wọ́n bá ti ṣe yìí.
It is zobo and biscuit that you give to everybody.
Ó wà mú zobo àti bisikíìtì ó wà fún gbogbo ènìyàn.
You know if I start saying that now you start wondering what kind of naming ceremony is that?
Tó bá sọ pé èyí ló fẹ́ ṣe àwọn èèyàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí wò yé pé kílẹ̀ ni ń ṣe báyìí.
It will suddenly look as if something is wrong with zobo and biscuit.
Á dà pé nǹkan mìíràn wà nínú zobo àti biscuit.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I making sense? Then the world system will tell you, you are supposed to go and look for money. Is that not why you are a man?
Bí ayé ti ń ṣe yóò wá kọ́ lọ́gbọ́n pé ọkùnrin ni lọ́wọ́ owó ṣe bọ́kùnrin lápẹ́ ọ.
Amen. You too, you now go and borrow money.
Ìwọ náà á wá lọ yá owó.
To kill cow or something because you have given birth to a child.
Láti pa ẹran nítorí pé o bí ọmọ.
Your wife too will say,
Ìyàwó rẹ̀ á ní kí ló dé.
We are supposed to wear anko.
Ó yẹ ká wọ aṣọ kan náà.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even if you don't have money for anko.
Tó o bá ti ẹ̀ ní aṣọ láti àbí owó láti ra aṣọ
kan náà. Because you are afraid to confront the system of this world.
Nítorí pé àyà ń já ọ láti dojúkọ bí ayé ti ń ṣe.
What will you quickly do now?
Kí ló lọ ṣe?
You have to go and look for money to sew anko.
Ó wà lọ wá owó tó fi raṣọ anko tẹ́jọ wọ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if there's no rice.
Tí o bá wá sí ìrẹsì.
You have to go and look for how to get rice.
Wàá tún lọ wọ ọ̀nà láti rí.
Then when the people of the world now come there.
Tí àwọn èèyàn ayé bá wá dé.
And they sit down.
Tí wọ́n bá jókòó.
They will see the grade of this naming ceremony that you are doing.
Wọ́n ò wá wo ìpele àbí bí ìkómọ rẹ ti yẹ ní ìwọ̀n tó.
Is it fish you are giving us or meat?
Ṣé ẹja ni abẹ́ran ni?
Is are you even giving us one fried fish and turkey or is just beef?
Ṣé ẹja dínní kan àti ẹran àbí ẹja dínní lásán ló ń fún wa?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you'll be so afraid of what people will say in just one day.
Ìwọ ó wà máa jáyà ohun tí wọ́n ó sọ ní ọjọ́ kan péré yìí.
Some will even pray that ibitaye kojú sí Ọlọ́run máma jẹ nkọyìn síbẹ̀.
Àwọn ènìyàn yóò sì máa gbàdúrà pé where the word is positioned may I not be repositioned from it.
Ọlọ́run máma jẹ kojú sí ibitaye kojú sí láyé mi.
May I not back the position of the word system.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Me I'm saying about myself.
Mo ń sọ nípa ti tèmi.
May I never face where this system of this world is facing in Jesus' name.
Wọ́n ní kojú sí bí ayé àbí ibi tí ayé kojú sí ní orúkọ
Jésù. It will be a time of unprecedented worldliness.
Yóò jẹ́ àkókò irú ìgbé ayé yìí tí a ò tí ì rí.
Our definitions will become worldly. When you hear somebody has made it, it's not that he has made heaven. They will say, "Car, he too has bought a car. The Lord has answered him now." How God has been delivering him from temptations and sins, they didn't say God delivered him. They did not say that God helped him at periods when he was just going on his own and temptations are coming from everywhere, but God saw him through. They didn't say that. God has answered him then. But because he bought a toy that is on wheels, that is moving, and after 2 or so years, they will bring another one out again, and you have to go and start running up and down looking for money to buy another one, they will say God has answered him. A time of unprecedented worldliness. When our definitions will become warped. When we say, my glory is going to rise. And all what we are just talking about is what the worldly people understand as glory. When we stop understanding that when Christ is in you, that's the hope that your life will be glorious. When quietly you two are saying, I have to just do whatever I can do so that whenever anybody sees me, I'm respected too. You know, there's a way this world system, classifies the life of a man. Once you are born, a particular date comes that you must enter nursery school. Am I right? Then there's a time that once you don't enter, all your mates are gone. I'm talking of like a 3-4 year old child. Worldliness in the parents will make them to start pitting this child against his contemporaries that don't even know whether anybody is competing or whether they themselves are competing with anybody. Then they will say, after nursery school finishes, there's a time primary school is supposed to start. And parents are more interested in what is your position. They are not interested in how intelligent are you. How can there be maybe 30 people in your class and now you are number 15? Actually, what's wrong with being number 15? Because somebody will actually be number
15.
And it does not mean that it's dull. It doesn't mean it's dull. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't mean it's dull.
No.
How many people that came out with first are rich people today? Are you getting it now?
You
say, no, how can you at 15 you start beating the child? It is not that you are asking that child questions and he cannot answer you back. Anyway, primary school will pass, secondary school will come. SS1, SS2, SS3. SS1, SS2. Then by the time it's about SS3, you start saying to the child again. Because the world system is putting you yourself under pressure. You know your mates are doing GCE and NECO and WAEC and everything. You must pass. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the child will go and write the exam. Well, maybe he shall pass,
Life
goes on again. He enters an institution. Once he passes out from my institution, everybody is expecting, when are you going to serve? I think you are still following me. So when he now goes to serve, when he comes back, please, what are they asking him now? Have you gotten a job? Is that not what they say? Okay, he too will kara. He will go and look for a job. Once he's working, it's 1 year, 2 years. What happens again? Then you know what the next question will be.
Oh my baby,
are you not going to get married? Even though they don't understand the purpose of marriage. Even though they don't understand the purpose, what God understands by work. They will say, you have a work already.
Now
you are going to marry. That one too will look. As guests are passing by, they will pick one. They will do party, do wedding, they will dance, they will do everything. When they finish, everybody is waiting. What about children? So you become baby producing machines. Just be producing. And at the end of that, before you know it, you look at yourself. Yes, I'm 60. What is the purpose of God for my life, sir? Jesus. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
In the
worldliness in the church. When you go to a pastor with a woman that you want to marry, his first question will not be, what is your work? I'm not saying he will not ask you, what are you doing? Because he will ask you that, which job do you have? You know your job is not your work. That's not what I'm talking about. The job you are doing, maybe you are working in a bank, maybe Shell or Chevron or something. That's just a job. That's what it's just a job. But the one that God has employed you for, the one that is actually why you need a woman as a helpmate. Today, no pastor will ask you that, have you discovered that work? No pastor. As long as you are working in one big place. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let us start, what do you call that thing? Counseling classes for you. Even if you say, especially if you go with an envelope and you say, Daddy in the Lord bless you, sir.
So,
when he says, we have to do counseling for you. And you are saying, sir, you see, I don't have time for things like this. Because you know my work, I am very busy. Okay, we'll do a crash program. Crash program for a home. No wonder many Christian homes are crashing. The next question we ask you is, where is your apartment? It is not, have you started cultivating that garden where God has put you? Because there's a difference between knowing the will and plan of God for your life and starting or entering into that work for your life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I mean, the dream of every girl is a big wedding.
Abby?
I'm hoping that by the time this message finishes,
Whichever type of wedding God brings, you will be okay with it. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand? You will help people to help you, people who are worldly, to help you to just waste money over nothing. When you now marry and you are now inside your husband's house, because there is now no money to buy fan, Emma Besija.
Then you start fighting.
Say, I don't even know self. This heat. And you know how much you pay for suit. It could have bought 2 fans. And 1 generator. So that even when NEPA didn't bring light, because that much is medium generator, it's about 26,000. Fans about 6,000 or something. There are 80,000 naira suits today.
I
don't know whether it will be singing or it will make people fly. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Worthiness in the church of God through 3 means. The first way is
surfeiting.
Luke chapter 21, verse 34 to verse 36. Yes. Amen. What is surfeiting?
Please,
can you just read that verse 34?
Emma kiyesi ara yin ki okan yin ki o ma se ku fun wobia ati fun oti amupara ati fun aniyan aye yi ti ojo na yo si bi de ba yin lojiji bi kekun.
See, surfeiting simply means self indulgence.
Iwa wobia tumo si mimo tare nikan.
Self indulgence,
mimo tare nikan.
When you desire to have more than what you need. It is unrestrained behavior that people behave when they are drunk. You know, when you are over filled with food, will your system be okay? Your system will be okay. You know there's a capacity of food that you can safely take. There's a point, if you take beyond that point and you just overeat and overeat, when you want to lie down, you can't lie down. When you want to sit upright, you can't sit upright. What is surfeiting? Self-indulgence. Over-indulgence in this world that is passing away. Over-indulgence, that's it. Over-indulgence in this world that is passing away. That is surfeiting. Christians are no longer, you know, I'm talking about parameters for discerning the times. And I'm on the second point. You know, the first point talks about a time of unparalleled deception by 2 types of men. I'm on the second point now. That's what I'm talking about.
You
see, when people are involved in surfeiting, Christians have become, you know, that kind of people now. That they are not concerned anymore with God meeting their needs day by day. No, they just want surfeiting.
They
want to have money more than what they need. They will say that if you are here and you are somebody that the type of breakthrough anybody in your lineage has never had before, you want to have it, you are going to shout. You are not shouting. You are not shouting. That's what they
say.
Then you too, you now think, ah. You know, yesterday I was passing somewhere and I saw one car. I can just imagine myself inside that car. I'm singing a Christian song. You know, inside my DVD player. You know, and it's just singing, ah, ye ole, eni to nigba gbopa, ye ole.
What's the better thing, but the word is not I, those who believe the word is not I.
And I'm just cruising like this. And you know, and I just have dark shades. I imagine what will happen when I come for Bible study.
Suffering.
The way you are now, why do you need a car?
But kilole to be nilo oko.
The way you are today, why is it that you need one big house?
But wa loni kilole to be ro bo nilo ile nla kan.
Suffering.
Wobia.
Suffering.
Wobia.
Asking for more than what you need.
Bibere fun ohun to ti o nilo.
And because several of these men who distort say themselves they are not delivered from all these things.
Apolopo awon eniyan tin so yi fun wa ti won tan wa je a o ti mu obo kuro ninu awon kan.
So they have no choice. That's what they will preach to.
Àwọn náà ní nǹkan mìíràn láti sọ ohun ìnáà lọ́wọ́ àásù lé lórí.
Say we are the king's kids.
Àwa ni ọba, àwọn ọba.
We are the king's kids.
Àwa ni ọmọ ọba.
Have you ever seen a child of a king that is trekking?
Ǹjẹ́ o ti rí ọmọ ọba kan tí ń fẹsẹ̀ rìn?
I wish I was in one of their services, I would say I've seen one.
Tó bá jẹ́ mo wà nínú ìpàdé kan bẹ́ẹ̀ àbí inú ìsìn kan bẹ́ẹ̀, èyí sọ pé mo ti rí.
And when they say who is it?
Manitani.
I'll say his name is Jesus the Righteous. I don't know whether you knew that Jesus went on foot all over the whole Israel.
Preaching.
Then somebody who has no understanding of scriptures will say, you know, in those times there's no means of transportation. Except that about 200 years before Jesus. What am I saying? About 500 years, because there are 400 years between Old and New Testament. About 500 years before Jesus, there had been chariots. Do you understand what we are saying? Nobody uses donkey. Somebody that uses donkey is not, you know, it's like somebody that is driving Pijo or Ijapa. You understand?
Because
you have chariots, then you have horses, you have camels, then they now use the likes of donkeys to pack load. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say, no, we are the king's kids. Ask him now. Ask him now. He said that concerning the work of my hand, concerning Jamie. Ask him now. Then you too.
Why not? Oh, I bet you need to
pray. You that cannot pray that God deliver me from sin.
You now
be praying vigorously. Jesus,
I
have suffered though. Even as you are praying, you are crying. I have suffered. Then the man will just tell you again. Let us wrap it all up. If God will answer you quickly, you are going to give him something that will pain you. Jesus. Say, so you have to give him something that will pain you. Let me tell you, even in Freetown, there's no free meal.
Those
are the type of things they say.
Worldliness.
Then they push you up so high. They will say, no, it's not enough to eat. You must eat and eat until you are full. Sir, you don't understand. There is no food in the house. But there is gari in your house. What is gari? Is it not food? Say, no. My God is good. You see, there's a difference between God and God. God is a tribe of Israel. God is the supreme being. You know, you say Asher, God, and Nephtali. You say, my God is good. My God does not feed me with something that is small. No. Why shower? We eat ejalson. That's what my God gives me.
Ejalson, Lord, you open me there. Kilo de ti o ma bi me je shower to legun.
He didn't remember.
Oranti pe
that his uncles and cousins and great grandfathers that ate it in the wilderness, they perished. Scripture says that they asked for the food of their lost and God gave it to them in anger. And as their bellies became filled, the Bible says that God sent leanness of soul against them. Yes, God fed them. But he had already cursed them. He told them that you are not going to get to the promised land. For 40 days you have settled the land. For 40 years, a day for a year, you are going to bear your iniquity. You will not enter. I was surprised that none of them died of hunger. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1 to verse 6, the Bible says that God kept feeding them, he kept giving them water, he kept giving them everything, but he wasn't pleased with them. He was just waiting for them to be ripe enough, then he would kill them. Overindulgence. What you don't need, you open your wardrobe. Whether even your wardrobe is a nylon bag, it's a wardrobe. Wardrobe is where you put your clothes. It doesn't matter. That's wardrobe. You open it and say, oh God, somebody doesn't even have clothes. And you know what surprises me? As you are talking, you were not naked. And they will tell you, no. The best is for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why must you wear native that is just, you know, like my own cut and sew? No. I mean, it's from 60,000, 80,000 upwards. It shows the glory of your God.
If
money is glory, you had better go and see Babangida's clothes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If money is glory,
Abi owo logo.
Those ones will wear all manner of things they want to wear. Because they have stole money, they can't steal again. And now you'll be saying that clothes is glory. They say no. What are you saying? How will you just have one or two sandal or slippers? No, custom made shoes, Italian made, Italo Gidi, confirmed. Please, Look at your shoes.
Wo batare e wo.
Look at them.
Wo batare.
Is something wrong with them?
Then I can't say.
When you some women, when you enter their house,
to ba lo si yewu awon obirin kan,
and you see where they have lined shoes.
O ba ri won se ko bata jo.
Ibi ananara pitch ni.
A wo pe ah iru bayi ni mo fe.
Plus the ones they need and the ones they don't need.
Ati eyi ti won nilo ati eyi ti won nilo.
Ah, ba mo se ma lo so de ti mi ni nkan ti ma wo.
How will I go to a party I will not have something to wear?
Sister, you are surfeiting.
Arabirin wo bianio.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know there's a Yoruba proverb.
Mo pe owe Yoruba kan wa.
Won so pe yo wulo yo wulo.
Say it will be needful, it will be needful.
Only ru were se npo.
That is why the madman has a lot of load.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Surfeiting.
Wo bia.
Surfeiting.
Well, yes.
There are people that have over 60 shoes, pairs of shoes.
I want one
over 60.
But I don't know.
There are women like that.
Oh God,
there are women like that. What useless life is that? Have you developed two extra legs? So that when you are going out, you are wearing two pairs per time. But that is what the worldliness that is in church today has taught you. That's why I'm surprised when you are going to church on Sunday the way you dress. I wish that you would dress like that in your spirit man. But you know, the men again, who they themselves, they are not free from the same of this world. They've told you, whenever you are coming to church, wear your best.
Àwọn ọkùnrin tí wọn ti bọ́ nínú afẹ́ ayé yìí tán sì wà nínú ìjọ wọn sọ fún ọ pé tó bá ń wá sínú ìjọ bá ń bọ̀ nínú ìjọ aṣọ rẹ tó dára jùlọ ni kò wọ̀.
You too, by the time you came with your big gele and you know you have tied all the normal ones, then you tied ọjà again. It's now time to pray. You too, how will you pray like that?
Tó bá ti wá ń bọ̀ ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì, ó wọ gele, ó wọ aṣọ, ó tún ró kan mọ́.
When they say, put up your hand and say, shout God! You know you have to be careful the way you shake your hand because of the hand chain so that it will not drop off.
Surfeiting.
Surfeiting. Surfeiting. Surfeiting. Some of you, the reason why you are keeping some of those clothes and those things you have, you know, because of the colors, you know, color variation, so that by the time you start buying cars, they can be, you know, using that, you know, when you just step down from your blue car, it is blue shoe they will see first, then blue bag, then blue clothes. Nonsense.
Èrèdí tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wá fi ń kó aṣọ ọjọ́ ni pé tàbá wá ra ọkọ̀ ayọ́kẹ́lẹ́ kíru aṣọ tá a wọ̀ kó ba lè bá ayọ́kẹ́lẹ́ yẹn mu tàbá jáde báyìí kán ní bákan náà lásọ bákan náà ni mọ́tò.
It's a useless way of life.
Aye lasan lasan.
The Bible says, having food and clothing.
Bíbélì sọ pé níní oúnjẹ àti aṣọ wíwọ̀.
Let us be there with content.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí ó tẹ́ wa lọ́rùn.
For we brought nothing into this world.
Nítorí pé àwọn ohunkóhun wá sínú ayé yìí.
And it is certain that we will not take anything out.
A ò sì ní mú ohunkóhun lọ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For they that will be rich.
Àwọn tí ń fẹ́ láti dọlọ́rọ̀
àbí lówó. Those who desire to be rich.
Àwọn tí ń fẹ́ láti lówó.
The Bible says that they enter into many foolish and hurtful desires that drown men's soul in destruction and perdition.
Wọ́n wọ inú àwọn ohun tí ń mú kí àwọn ènìyàn rí sínú ìpanu.
For the love of money.
Ìfẹ́ owó.
Is the root of all evil.
Òhun ni gbòǹgbò ibi
gbogbo. Which some, having coveted after.
Àwọn ohun tí àwọn ènìyàn fẹ́ láti ní.
They have erred from the faith.
Wọ́n ti lọ kúrò nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
And they have pierced themselves with many sorrows.
Wọ́n sì ti ṣára wọn lọ́gbẹ́ nínú ọkàn pẹ̀lú àwọn ìṣòro tó pọ̀.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Surfeiting.
Wọ́n bí a.
It's not just about clothes.
Kì í ṣe nípa aṣọ nìkan.
It's also excessive involvement in this world that is passing away.
Ó sì túmọ̀ sí rírọ̀ mú ayé yìí tí ń kọjá lọ.
You know when we're talking, when we're having Bible study here the other time.
Bàtí à ń ṣe ẹ̀kọ́ Bíbélì ní àyè.
The servant of God that was leading you was saying something. He said, it pointed to me. He said, even Brother Abraham then he used to have retire young and retire rich. a book called Retire Young and Retire Rich.
Wọ́n sọ pé arákùnrin Abraham nígbà kan náà àwọn náà ní ìwé kan tí ń jẹ́ óyá tètè.
Then he asked me, what did you tell us then that that's the time that you want to retire? Is it 30 or 35
or something? Ẹ fẹ́ tètè sinmi kúrò nínú iṣẹ́ nígbà tẹ kéré ní iye ọmọ ọjọ́.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when we are talking, it's not that we have not read those books too before that men are reading now and is making their heads swell.
Tí a bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ kì í ṣe pé a ò tí ka irú àwọn òwe kan tí àwọn ènìyàn ń kà tí ó ń wú wọn lórí lónìí.
It's just that a single scripture from Jesus cancelled all the books.
Ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ ni wípé ọ̀rọ̀ kan péré láti ẹnu Jésù wá nínú Bíbélì ó mú gbogbo rẹ̀ lọ.
Just one thing that Jesus said ended it.
Ohun kan péré tí Jésù sọ ó fi òpin sí gbogbo rẹ̀.
Take heed and beware of covetousness.
Ṣọ́ra kúrò nínú fífẹ́ jù.
For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses.
Nítorí ayé ènìyàn kò ní ìdíwọ̀n pẹ̀lú ohun tó ní àbò ohun tó kójọ.
Me, that ended it for me. That ended it for me.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yìí lásán ló fi òpin sí gbogbo
ìlépa
arákùnrin Abraham.
So when you have a big career ladder to climb.
Tí o bá wá ní ibì kan tó fẹ́ gùn tó gùn gan.
When you are someone going somewhere to happen.
Tó o bá wá jẹ́ nìkan tó ń lọ síbi kan tí ó ní agbára.
Several people that should be in this meeting, the reason why they are not here is because they have gone to run after money.
Àwọn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn tó yẹ kí wọ́n wà níbi èrèrí tí wọ́n fi wà níbi nítorí pé wọ́n ń lé owó káàkiri.
And you see, the issue is simple.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yìí kò ní agbára rárá.
A time is coming.
Àkókò kan ń bọ̀.
When they too want God to have time for them.
Tí àwọn ènìyàn yìí yóò fẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run kó ní àkókò fún wọn.
And God will say, time up.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé òpin ti dé.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand?
Oye ọbí.
Do you know that if God leaves men to finish whatever they are doing, men will never finish?
Ǹjẹ́ mọ̀ pé tí Ọlọ́run bá fún wa ní ààyè láti parí ohun gbogbo tá à ń ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí ènìyàn, a ò ní parí.
Am I right or wrong?
Ǹjẹ́ lóòótọ́ ni
àwọn. Because when you finish one plan, there's another new one.
Tí o bá parí ohun kan, ìmí yóò tún
dìde. After finishing now, another one has come up.
Tó o bá parí ìmíràn, ìmíràn yóò tún dìde.
So before you know, you keep doing and keep doing and keep doing. By the time you realize, you are 65.
Kò tó mọ̀, ó sàn máa ṣe, máa ṣe, máa ṣe. Kò tó wá wòye, ọmọ ọdún rẹ, ó ti pọ̀
gan. Time has gone. Your life has just been poured away, useless for nothing. There's nothing that you can account that when Jesus looks at you, I will say, welcome good and faithful servant. There's nothing like that.
Àkókò rẹ ó ti lò lọ́nà òfò ó wá kò wá ní sí nǹkan kan tí ó wá lè sọ fún Ọlọ́run tàbí tí Jésù yóò fi sọ pé ó yá káàbọ̀ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ rere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Career ladders.
Àwọn àtẹ̀gùn.
I want to be this, I want to be that.
Ohun tí mo fẹ́ dà.
I have planned to be this, I have planned to be that.
Àwọn ohun tí mo fẹ́ dà báyìí báyìí.
If you die.
Tó o bá kú.
What will happen to your plans?
Kí ni ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí àwọn àlàkalẹ̀ rẹ?
I'm asking, what will happen to your plans?
Kí ni ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí àwọn ohun tó ti là kalẹ̀?
Will they be alive again?
Ǹjẹ́ wọ́n wà láàyè?
Will your plan be going to when you are dead?
Sáwọn àlàkalẹ̀ rẹ yóò máa rìn lọ́gbà tó ti kú.
Am I making sense? What do you think happened to you when you came to Jesus?
Kí ló rò pé ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ nígbà tó o wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Jésù?
Actually, you died too.
Ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ ni pé o kú.
Because the Bible says in Galatians 2:20.
Torí Bíbélì sọ nínú ìwé Gálátíà oríkejì ẹsẹ̀
ogun. He says, I have been crucified with Christ.
A ti kàn mí mọ́ àgbélébu pẹ̀lú.
Nevertheless, I live.
Èmi mo sì ń wà láàyè.
Yet not I.
Ṣùgbọ́n síbẹ̀ kì í ṣe èmi.
But Christ lives in me.
Kristi ni ń gbé inú mi.
And the life that I live now.
Ìgbé ayé tí mo sì ń gbé báyìí.
I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Mo ń gbé nínú ìgbàgbọ́ nínú Kristi. Tí ó fẹ́ mi, tí ó sì fi ara rẹ̀ lẹ̀ fún mi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, do we understand this thing?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
Surfeiting.
Wọ́n bí a.
Having more than what you need.
Níní ju ohun tí o nílò lọ.
Let's say you need 1,000 naira.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ o nílò ẹgbẹ̀rún kan náírà.
Then when God gave you 1,000 naira.
Àjọ lọ wá fún ọ ní ẹgbẹ̀rún kan náírà tán.
You are not doing What kind of thing is this?
Irú ohun kò rí.
And when somebody asks you, what is the problem?
Say,
I need money. Kò sówó kan lọ́wọ́ mi. There's no money on me.
Mo mà nílò owó. Kò sì sówó kan lọ́wọ́ mi báyìí.
Surfeiting.
Wọ bí a.
What is it that you actually need at that time?
Kí lo nílò ní àkókò yẹn?
How much, please?
Èló.
Ẹ?
Ẹgbẹ̀rún kan náírà.
How much?
Èló.
Do you need 1,001 naira?
Yóò nílò ẹgbẹ̀rún kan náírà.
How much is it that you actually needed?
Èló gan pàtó
lórí. 1,000 àbí?
Ẹgbẹ̀rún
kan náírà. How much did God provide?
Èló lọ lọ́run pèsè.
How much?
Èló.
Eh? Is God unrighteous? Did you work for him before you got that 1,000
naira?
When we now ask you, okay, what is the problem? By the time somebody finishes spending this one now, there will be nothing on me again. But let me ask you, whenever you need money again, God, would he have died by that time? Would God have died? If only we were alive, maybe he would give me another one. Men will say that if you will say amen properly, you are not hearing me. If you will say that amen powerfully, there will be a miracle, the type you have not seen before this week. I didn't hear the amen. Then you now start shouting amen. So instead of 1,000 naira that God will give you, some will even tell you that, see, if you are going to give properly to the Lord, do you understand? Even if the money that is on you is not your own, borrow it. Because the Lord has need of it now. Is God that broke? I'm asking, is God that broke? I've never seen God saying spending naira or dollars or pounds. It is men. No matter how they make it sound, it is men. It's not that when we collect offering, we now carry the offering and take it to heaven. You know, they say, oh yeah, send down the ladder, we are bringing it.
It's not like that.
No. In your name,
it is men who will use it.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Surfeiting.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be encouraged to have over and above what you need. So when you get to church and they are singing,
number one, corn.
When some of those sisters, those ones that suffering has destroyed their lives, when they now come, like they came to a party, when they now begin to shake like this and do like this, and because God only provided for you what you needed, when it's that time, and they say, how do they sing to finish the singing? There's one song they used to finish. To finish praise time. Oh, Baba, I wonder. Okay. When I get now, say, let us pray. And the suffering sister, we now open our bag and bring out our scented handkerchief. When they now say, oh yeah, let us pray, talk to God,
so for long,
whatever that is paining you, you now start.
Oh Lord,
will I faithfully serve you? Look at me like this.
Wami, look at me.
Pimotiri. You now start singing like that.
I know she will start singing. You better sing carnival.
Amen. You now start singing like that.
You better sing carnival.
He said, Lord,
Oluwa,
look at this sister beside us. Maybe you are the one that provided like this for her. She's shining with the glory of God. Actually, she's not shining with the glory of God. Where she even got the money from, you don't know. Maybe all she has is just dressing. Maybe that's all she has in her life. That's what she lives for. You don't know. You don't know. You now start feeling bad and wishing that you look like another human being.
Oh, I've been seeing Ronu.
You that has not been wishing that you are like Jesus. You now be wishing you are like somebody else. Somebody who it is clear that her life is not heavenly minded. Somebody, if she dies now, she's going, she will just open her eyes in hell, even though they have put her inside what do you call that thing? Not casket, where you keep people. Mortuary, so than cold, and you know, and ice is just coming. She, the moment she died, before they got to mortuary, she has run to hell. That's not the person you are wishing you are like.
And it don't fake cold up in
suffering. Suffering. Wanting more than what you need. Wanting to put. Actually, this suffering is also covetousness.
The same thing.
You understand? Desire to possess today what you need next week. Providing for yourself on the side in case of rainy day. So that on the day that God fails, at least you are provided for yourself. You are faithful to yourself.
Suffering.
It's already happening in church. I used to worship somewhere before. I know some people. Their house is like 5 minutes walk from the church. Yet they will bring two cars.
Suffering.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The next one. I can't go to the next one yet. Don't worry, they are cooking your food or you eat. It may be a little long session because I want to attempt to cover as much as I can. There's an aspect I need to quickly talk about. And that is extreme indulgence in sensuality. You know, dressing.
We wash up.
Dressing up.
We wash up.
Making up. Or even using perfumes. All the types that arouses sexual desire in the opposite sex.
It's
also suffering. Praise the Lord. Do you understand? When you are a Christian sister and a Christian brother cannot safely walk behind you,
please,
what is it though? It is suffering. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will not say much on it now because of our time. Let me move on. The next one is drunkenness. I'm talking about the second parameter for discerning the times. Of which we say to be a time of unprecedented worldliness in the church of God. And under that, we have talked about suffering. Now we are talking about drunkenness. You see, drunkenness is intoxication. It is acting, reasoning, or talking under the influence of an intoxicant. Amen. It will just be pushing you. It will just be pushing you. And if you notice, Jesus is not saying that men's bellies are drunk. He said their hearts will be drunk. In the end time, he's not talking about the drunkenness that affects people's stomach. He's talking about the drunkenness that captures men's hearts.
ni aye igba isisiyin ikeyan aye ikin so nipa imu ti para tin kun okan abi ikun eniyan sugbon itin kun okan eniyan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is talking about other very powerful intoxicants other than alcohol.
O nsoro nipa awon tin ru eniyan soke ju oti lile lo.
Intoxicants like power.
Bi agbara.
Intoxicants like money.
Bi owo.
Intoxicants like pride.
Bi igberaga.
Intoxicants like loneliness.
Bi didawa.
Intoxicants like greed.
Bi ife tara nikan.
Intoxicants like sorrow.
Bi wahala abi
soro. Intoxicants like ambition.
Abi ohun ti mo fe da.
Intoxicants. Even like lust and so on.
Fe ku fe ati be be lo.
They are so on and so forth.
Opo yanturu.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6 to 7.
Thessalonica kini ori karun ese kefa ti.
1 Thessalonians.
Thessalonica kini
chapter 5 verse 6 to verse 7.
Ori karun ese kefa ti de keje.
Just go on, go on. Go about time. It's okay. You are there already. Thank you. Verse 7 is my emphasis.
Nítorí náà, ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ kí a sùn. Bí àwọn ìyókù ti ń ṣe ṣùgbọ́n ẹ jẹ́ kí a máa sọ́nà kí a sì máa wà ní àìríkọjá. Nítorí àwọn tí ń sùn a máa sùn ní orí ní òru àti àwọn tí mo ti para a máa wọn ti para ní òru.
Drunkenness.
Èmo ti para.
Jesus said the heart, not the bellies of men, will be drunk.
Jésù sọ pé ọkùnrin ènìyàn kì í ṣe ikun ènìyàn ni yóò di kíkún.
When you meet men that are drunk by power.
Tí o bá ti rí àwọn ènìyàn tí ó ti kú fún agbára.
Even inside church.
Nínú ìjọ Ọlọ́run gan.
Men that what is pushing them is power.
Tó jẹ́ pé ohun tó ń tì wọ́n ni agbára.
Hey, it's a crisis.
Wàhálà dé.
Say, bring your head here.
Bí orí rẹ̀ wá síbí.
When this my hand touches it now.
Tí ọwọ́ mi yìí bá kàn nísìnyí.
Oṣoríire ni ẹ o.
This is where we do. You are fortunate.
What were you before?
Kini o tele.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you see men that are power drunk.
Ti o ba ni awon eniyan to yo fun agbara.
Even when they come to church to minister God's word to you.
Ti o ba si wa si ijo Olorun gan papa lati wa soro Olorun fun.
And you say, we thank God for our brother Kola Ogedengbe, he has come to share with us the word of God.
Ọbadé Rabá sọ pé adúpẹ́ fún arákùnrin wa Kọ́lá Ogedengbe, wọ́n wá láti wá sọ̀rọ̀
Ọlọ́run. Oh, let us clap for him.
Ẹ jẹ́ pàtẹ́wọ́ fún ọmọ wọn tí ń bọ̀ wá.
While you are clapping, we'll just be sitting down there.
Bó ti ń pàtẹ́wọ́ yóò kàn jókòó síbẹ̀.
Then when the master of programs now comes, sir, daddy, sir, it is you that we are clapping for.
Tí adarí ètò bá wá lọ bá pé, bàbá wa lolúwa ẹ̀yin màlá ń pàtẹ́wọ́ fún.
He will say, who told you I am Brother Kola?
Ta lo so fun o pe arakunrin Kola ni oruko mi.
Actually, I am Reverend Kola, and when you after my surname Ogedengbe, you put PhD.
Lo to ohun kan to ye ko so ni to ye ko pe mi ni Reverend Kola to ba ti wa so oruko baba mi tan o wa fi iru iwe ti mo ti ka PhD sibe.
That's a man that is drunk.
Iru okunrin to ti yore.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Drunk. When you see people that are drunk, even you know they want to go to the bus stop to buy toothpaste, and they are drunk with power or money, he will now jump inside the car.
Yóò wọ inú ọkọ̀ ayọ́kẹ́lẹ́ rẹ̀.
He will now loud the music.
Yóò wá gbé orin rẹ̀ sókè.
Then he will be doing his head like this.
Yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe orin rẹ̀ báyìí.
What is wrong with him?
Kí ló ń ṣe?
But my Bible says,
Bíbélì mi wí pé,
those who drink,
àwọn tí ń mutí,
please, when do they drink?
Ìgbà wo ni wọ́n mutí?
Do people drink in the morning?
Ǹjẹ́ wọ́n mutí lẹ́wọ̀?
When do they drink?
Ìgbà wo ni wọ́n mutí?
It's at night.
Òru lálẹ́.
Which period of this world are we now? Are we in the morning?
Àkókò wo la wà ní ìpele
ayé? Are we in the afternoon?
Sàárọ̀ ni àbọ̀sán.
When are we?
Ìgbà wo la wà?
When a man is drunk,
ìgbà tí ènìyàn bá ti mutí,
and is drunk with power,
tó sì ti yó fún agbára,
when is drunk with anointing,
tó bá yó fún ìfàmì olóró yàn,
that's when he can start having girlfriends among the sisters in the church.
Ìgbà yẹn ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní alábàáṣiṣẹ́pọ̀ búburú lára àwọn arábìnrin.
Àwọn lè sá, "Daddy, you can't do this, you can't do this."
Say what is wrong with you. Actually, when we do something like this, that's why anointing even flow more. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you see men that are drunk with money,
they
will think that money can do everything. What is intoxicating you?
Ki lohun ti o gara gara.
I said that the times that we are living in to show that Jesus is coming soon, it will be a time of unprecedented worldliness in the church of God.
Akoko ta ti a wa yi yo je akoko ifekufe ti a o ti iru re ri ninu ijo
ti pali oro. Everybody in the church is drunk with something. There's something each person is drunk with. Very few are drunk with the Holy Spirit. And that's the only type of drunkenness a sane person should have. Several in churches, they are drunk with sorrow. When they come and they say, ah, I need you to start clapping for the Lord. Clap for Him. Clap for Him. January came, you conquered. February came, you had breakthrough. March came, yeah. And if they, as I do this, somebody will say, eh, why should I clap? This is September now. What has God done in my life? Just leave me as I am. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That kind of person is drunk with sorrow. When he now sees some people and they say, ah, see, we can do Yahoo Yahoo and we'll make money this and that, he say, no, you know I'm a Christian, When that one just put his hand in his pocket and gives him some notes of money without thinking, and he notices that it's actually 1,000 notes, like 7. Then he will say, you were saying, do you understand? Drunk with sorrow. You see so many sisters drunk with sorrow. Who is going to marry me? Something wrong with me? Every deliverance session they come out. They have been falling down since. Up to now, they are still falling down. Because they are drunk. Drunkenness. And when somebody is drunk, he will not know what is happening around him. So we say, Jesus is coming soon. He will say so. If he's sure he's coming, let him give me husband first. When I see my husband and we have settled down, we too will go and preach the gospel. We tell everybody he's coming soon. Don't you know my age? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is because you are drunk. Men are drunk with all manner of things today. Please, what is intoxicating you as a person? It's very important. It is very important. The third one I'll take very quickly so I can move to the next one. Is cares of this world. Cares of this world. Cares of this world. Cares of this world. You know what men consider as their basic need is food, clothing, and shelter. Is that correct? And that's actually why most people wake up by 4 o'clock in the morning and they have jumped out. And the man that is running up and down looking for food and all those things, you know, you just take them as people that are very serious with, you know, they are men that are serious.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Except that, what is the difference between a man that runs out to look for food and a goat that wakes up to look for food?
Kini yato lani arakunrin abokunrin to ji loro kutukutu to nwo nje ati eranko lasan lasan ti eranko to ji
cares of this world.
Ife ati ile pa aye yi
cares of this world. You know, in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 7,
Matthew ori ketala
and verse 7, then verse 22, verse 7 says, other seeds fell among thorns. And the thorns grew and choked them out. Then verse 22 says, as for that which was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word of God, but the cares of this world and the pleasures and delight and the glamour and deceitfulness of riches, they choke and suffocate the world. Then it yields no fruit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, most people don't do Bible study, even with the devotional that they use, more than
15-20 minutes a day.
And you know what I told you before? You remember that brother when I said when he went to marry, the pastor did not ask him, are you laboring based on what God asked you to do with your life?
Abi? Pastor to lo ba ko bere lowo re pe se ise ti Olorun so fun wa pe ko se gan ninu aye re lo
nse. All pastor will just tell him, do you have a job?
Ohun ti awon alufa yo so fun ni wi pe so ni ise
mo wo jade. Yes sir, I'm a marketing executive with Zenith.
Mo de nikan tin se olutaja ni Zenith.
And immediately pastor is confused and he says, yes, you have a work.
Alufa yen wa la de bo ti gban yen ba yo ni lo to onise.
I mean, obviously now you need to just get married and move on with your life. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he married.
What's it?
And he keep living his life like that. Running up and down looking for food. Can I tell you that in Genesis 3 verse 17, God caused man that he would be going up and down looking for food when man sinned?
Then so fun we pe ni Genesis ori keta Olorun gegun fun eniyan o pe nkan ti o mo sele si yo mo sa soke.
What if I tell you that what most men take as being responsible actually is just working under a curse?
Then so fun yin pe nkan ti awon eniyan ro pe ojo mo luabi ni pe abi ohun ni awon eniyan ohun ni Bible pe ni egun.
Cares of this world.
Aniyan aye yi.
Cares of this world.
Aniyan aye yi.
Because from the beginning it was not so.
Nitori pe ni bere ki se bayi.
Immediately a man takes God serious in his life.
Beni o ba ti mu Olorun ni ohun to se koko ninu aye re.
The next thing God points to is what he will use to feed that man.
Ohun ti Olorun yo toka si ni ohun ti o bere si lo lati ma fun ni o.
Are we getting this? For every location God sends you to, there is an allocation for you. For every assignment God gives to a man, there is a consignment of his needs that are met. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand? Do you understand? You know, sometimes I like to tell us some of these things. When we started this meeting today, we didn't have money. God just told us gather people. And we kept at it.
As he said.
And God started humbling us by the things that he started doing. You will eat today and you will eat well. And you see, whatever God provides tomorrow, you will eat. And if it is water, you will drink it like that. Praise the Lord. Christians, we have become so soft.
Our Christianity at what to
and soft hearted. Any small thing that shakes you like this, it's as if your whole world has crashed. So when you sit down to study your Bible,
so ba wa joko lati ye bibeli re wo tabi lati sasaro ninu re,
the devil will say
esu yo wa so pe,
ah, you going to pay your NEPA bill?
Ba wo lo se san wo awon tin muna wa fun o.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I wish I had a Bible. Please, can someone give me a Bible? Thank you. So, and meanwhile, you were studying like this before the devil said that thing. As the devil just said to you that, your neighbor be still standing there. Do you want the neighbor to come and embarrass you? Instantly, as you are sitting now studying like this, you close it, you stand up. Lord, I just appreciate you. I just thank you. You know I have to go out now. I thank you, Father. And you have jumped out. So before the word of God can have roots in your life, you have jumped out. Before God can start, you are finished. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do we understand this thing? Are we getting this thing?
And there only one
cares of this world.
And
God has said He will meet our needs. And let me tell you, God is faithful. But this is the day and age where the church of Jesus Christ has been carried away by cares. When you say, we are having our church convention or we are having a retreat, the next question is not, has God sent us a word? What is God saying? The next question is, how much will it cost? Am I right or wrong? The next question is, how much? Cares of this world. Cares of this world. It chokes the word of God. That's what it does. That's the only thing it knows how to do. It talks the word of God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The third reason, or the third parameter for discerning the times. Please don't forget that the very first one that we said is that it's a time of unparalleled deception by two types of men, false prophets, false messiahs. The second one is the one that we have just finished now, which is, you know, unprecedented worldliness in the church of God. The third one that we are going to talk about now, before we take the last one, is a time of absolute apostasy. That is a time when men would depart from the faith. I hope you know that in some churches abroad, they have started ordaining homosexuals as bishops. In case you don't know, now. Apostasy. Why was Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? Is it not on this issue of homosexuality? They say, no, that's how God created us. And some other men to say, it's okay, you know, he's actually a Christian. You are calling a homosexual a Christian. And now they will just say, no problem, you are okay. Let's just move on with you.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080
081-833-8358 081-833-8536 081-7453-8536 081-409-9123-1 or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life